Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Does it bother you when you hear preachers on television or on radio relate visions they supposedly receive from the Lord? There is one thing you can know for sure. They are either deceived or they are trying to deceive us. I'm not denying that the Lord has revealed His message through visions to Isaiah and to Jeremiah and to Ezekiel. But He does not speak through visions to our generation. The author of Hebrews affirms, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners, spoke in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Hebrews 1:1-2. And how does the Son speak to us? The Apostle Peter explains, Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:2-3. If we have all things pertaining to life and godliness, we do not need any visions for this era, and we do not have any. Isaiah begins his second chapter by telling his readers of what he saw in a vision. The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Isaiah 2:1. There are several observations that need to be made about this verse. Isaiah saw the word. God often revealed His will about the Israelite people and about the coming of the Messiah and His kingdom through visions. That was the reason Isaiah could speak of seeing the Word. 11 times in the book of Daniel, God revealed His will in visions. In some cases, He gave a vision to people other than prophets. Please take note of these examples. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head trouble me. O Belteshazzar, master of magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and no secret troubles you, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of my head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height of it was great. Daniel 4:4-5, 9-10. God used visions to Nebuchadnezzar to reveal the coming of worldly kingdoms and the kingdom of Jesus Christ. The visions God gave to Isaiah pertain to the nation of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. God wanted His people to know what the future held for them if they did not repent of their sins and turn to Him for forgiveness. Isaiah wrote this great prophecy about 150 years before the Babylonian exile began. The prophet continually tells of the danger the nation faces because of its rebellion against the law of God. Isaiah 5 provides an in-depth examination of the sins that prevailed in the nation. Judah could have avoided the 70-year exile if they had listened to Isaiah and to the other great prophets God sent to the nation. God commissioned the prophets of Judah to reveal His word to His people. The very words of the prophets were the words of Almighty God. No prophet was wise enough to outline what would happen to the nation of Israel and to the other nations surrounding Israel, Babylon, the Medes and the Persians, the Macedonian Empire, and the Roman Empire. The message of the prophets had to come from God. I'm sure many of the Israelites were angry with prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah, but they could have avoided many heartaches and eventual exile in Babylon if they had listened to the prophets. We do not have the prophets in our generation, but we have the Word of God that furnishes us all things pertaining to life and godliness. 2 Peter 1:3. We can avoid many heartaches and eventual condemnation if we listen to and obey the Word of God. I exhort you to obey God today.